WOOC correspondent Melissa Bromley visited the WAYO radio station in Rochester, New York. WAYO is a freeform, low-power radio station that focuses on art and cultural programming. The volunteer staff sat down with Melissa to explain what motivates them to be a part of WAYO.
Well, it's sort of a concentric circle of volunteers because ultimately it leads to about 200 programmers who are also volunteers as well. So it's a huge team and it's a huge effort to sustain the station. What's a dream come true, you know? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'd say it's a very much there's times when you sort of like pinch yourself. It's like, oh my gosh, driving down the street. And it's like, this is a radio station that, you know, has 200 plus people involved all in the Rochester community that you can go out to like all these different parts of the community and find somebody who is either, you know, has a show on WAYO, know somebody who, you know, has a show on WAYO or has listened to WAYO and is like, this is so cool that this is radio. This is what radio can be. So, had those sort of like pinch yourself moments and that and walking into the studio and seeing people just doing their thing and then the next show comes in and just keeps on going is just incredible.
Yeah, it's interesting just because it's a never-ending list of projects. I mean, it's cool that we built this thing and it's essentially tangible at this point. But there's always here something that needs changing or improving or fixing. And it's fun to work on it, and it's fun to work with these people. I think that's why I do it so much.
It's magic, and who doesn't want to be around for magic? You know?
And mostly what you guys are doing is arts and cultural programming. So was that a decision that was made, or just sort of an organic bubbling up of programming and creativity? And
I think it was based in part on the aspirational figures for why I wanted to do this. WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey was a huge, huge inspiration for me. I think it's kind of natural that you make decisions informed by your idols. And then when you're rolling, you start to make decisions for yourself. But those early decisions of, okay, a broad arts and cultural focus just always seemed to be the natural fit for what I wanted to do, what I thought we could pull off. And with five other stations that started in Rochester around the same time of us, I think it also helped to differentiate what we were doing from what other people were doing.
And you guys are also pretty well known, and maybe getting even more well known for the technology that you've put in place here. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you came to be able to do that, and what is different here than at other low power FM stations that are just getting started?
Jarrett and I both had experience at our college radio station. We both were involved at WITR, RIT's radio station. And the things that sort of motivate a lot of the projects we do are making it either easier for the people that are involved, allowing more access, and then also...
Easier for us.
Well, yeah, easier for us. I mean, being all volunteer, the amount of time that we can put towards this, or being able to answer those phone calls at 3 in the morning, or having to answer phone calls at 3 in the morning because of this certain thing that people can't remember, well, let's fix that by, you know, inventing this tool or this notification or something, yeah.
Sure. No, that sort of sums it up. You're right. It's tough to manage a station when you can't be there, and so if it can be managed remotely or automatically, then that's really what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Add that Jarrett and I both have sort of experiences that lend themselves well to like radio, especially today, because it's not just about like electrical stuff and wiring stuff together, but nowadays it's about like software and internet streaming and you know, making sure that all 200 plus people can get into the studio and we know who's coming in and coming out and being able to keep track of things. And so our experiences, I think, lend well to making that happen.
Definitely. It's very impressive here to experience the FOB system that you have that helps keep track of the individuals who are coming and going, but also helps log into computers and automatically shares which DJ played which song at which time. It's very cool.
Thanks.
Is there anything that you have learned since you guys have been on the air for 2 years now, right, that you would want to share with the WOC community and our listeners?
What lessons have we learned? I think we have tried to make a space people want to be in, to make an organization people wanted to be a part of, to build trust between ourselves and the programmers. And it all kind of revolves around that, especially as a volunteer organization. As Jared said, we can't be here all the time. Yeah. And the glue that holds it together really is that trust, that we don't have to micromanage people or always be on the lookout, because we trust them to do their shows and do them within the few legal constraints that we have and to do the great jobs that they do.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, if you're starting a station or any organization, I guess never underestimate. I guess when you're like planning for, you know, because we sat down and tried to plan, like, okay, these are the guidebook for all of our programmers and programs and whatever, and these are the rules. And never, I guess, underestimate how that can change, and make sure to be able to adapt for that. Rules such as no reptiles in the broadcast studio, which happened and we didn't think we'd have to account for, but now we, you know, no, yeah.
So it sounds like you're learning every day. Yes. And adjusting and learning how to maybe just be agile.
Yep.
With the process. Thank you guys so much for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was correspondent Melissa Bromley visiting WAYO radio station in Rochester, New York.